Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
What's up, everyone? It's Chris Guillebeau, your host of Sabbathical School. Thank you for being out there. Thank you for being awesome. Thank you for listening. And thank you for doing something for yourself. That's what this whole project is about, for 1,253 days and counting, just trying to share stories of people who are investing in themselves, doing whatever they can to create freedom and options in the form of a side hustle, an income-generating project, not just a hobby, not just the gig economy, but something you can do that's actually going to bring in real money over time. Okay, so today, what if you start publishing a blog and then realize you don't actually love writing? Might there be another way to communicate and share the inspirational stories you hope your readers will connect with? That's what today's listener slash caller is wondering about, along with the ever-important question of monetization. Now, I always think this is so important. Think about your monetization on the front end. Think about it before you start writing or whatever it is you're going to do. It is something that's going to evolve. It will change, et cetera. It will grow, hopefully. But it really is good to start with a specific idea when it comes to revenue, as opposed to just saying, well, I'll figure that out later. Okay. So we'll look at that in this context. How can I share inspiring stories without writing? Let's hear from our caller after this message from our sponsor.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, Chris. This is Shanice from Clinton, Maryland. I've been listening to your podcast for about 3 years. After about 6 months of starting my blog, I'm beginning to realize that I don't enjoy writing as much as I do. However, I do love hearing so many inspiring stories, and my readers do too. Is there another way that I could continue my blog and continue sharing these stories to help women who want to start a business without writing so much? Or is there another way to share their stories in my blog? Also, I haven't figured out how to monetize yet. Any suggestions? Thank you, Chris, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, Shanice, thank you so much for listening, and thank you for the great question. We actually talked about this on my YouTube live channel a while back, but I'll give some more info here. And by the way, everyone go check out her site. It is shesmakingmoves.com. Okay, so what if you like blogging, but you don't like writing, or you like sharing the stories at least, but you're finding that you don't love the writing as much? Well, short version is, you know, yes, there might be some other mediums. You're listening to one right now, for example. In addition to podcasting, there's also video, webinars, or group calls like Zoom, or long-form social media. So there are lots of different ways to share inspiring stories. Now, do keep in mind that to do these things well, there's usually some preparation and writing involved. With this show, for example, I spend a lot more time preparing and writing than I do actually recording. So not everything is improvised. You know, there's a lot of work that happens before we get to that stage. But the point is, there are, of course, other mediums. Now, as for monetization, I think that's actually the more important consideration here. One thing I mentioned when we talked about this on YouTube is that the middle portion of her homepage is better than what's at the top. At least I think so, but in this case, I'm pretty sure. Because at the top, you know, her website is She's Making Moves, so the top has a message about how she's making moves as a mother. And in the middle, if you scroll all the way down, it's quite a ways to scroll, you get to the middle, it says, for mothers who want to launch a business but don't know the first step. All of a sudden there, that's the benefit. That's the primary benefit. When I see that, I'm like, oh, this is much clearer, you know, what it's about and who it's for. There are a lot of inspiring stories linked throughout the page, and then there's other posts with them. I think the question is, how do those stories help with this mission? You want to make sure that there's a direct connection here. These inspiring stories that Shanice shares should connect directly to the benefit she provides. And when you think about monetization, well, you know, as mentioned earlier, it's good to think about it on the front end. But looking at it here, I think, you know, the clue or the link to monetization is right in that promise. The promise is for mothers who want to launch a business but don't know the first step. So I guess my question is, what actually is the first step? What is the first step that she's going to show her ideal customers, her people who are coming to her website reading these stories? What is that first step? How do they access that first step? What kind of training is she offering, et cetera? By focusing more on that, I think this project is going to get a lot clearer and ultimately will have more of an impact. So thank you again, Shanice, and thank you, listeners. If you have a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll be featuring them throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch their projects. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.